Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, well, if you live in Minnesota, you listen to The Money Pit on KNUJ like our friend Mark does. And Mark's got a question. How can we help?
Yes, I just recently bought an old home. It's probably 80 years old. And I'm concerned about the water heater. It's probably a 30-plus-year-old water heater. It's working fine. But with energy costs the way they're going, my thought is I'm guessing it would probably be far better to replace it now. But with energy costs the way they are, my question regards, do I go with natural gas or do I go with electric?
Oh, hands down, go with natural gas.
And it's about time, because that's probably on the
verge of its life. That is way over. That's you've had two lives with that water heater.
Well, generally they're 15 years, you would estimate, as a lifespan.
Yeah, exactly. And the warranties fall off at like 5, 6, or 7 years for the most part. So, yeah, I would count yourself very lucky, and I would replace that with a natural gas water heater. It's going to be a lot less expensive than an electric unit. Is the one that you have now natural gas?
No, it's currently electric.
But do you have natural gas in your house?
Correct. I do have natural gas available. It would be nothing to put it in. But
all right. Then I definitely think you should do that, because the cost will be less to operate that over the long haul. Electric resistance heat, whether it's heating for your water or heating for the air, is going to be the most expensive type of heat possible. So I would definitely recommend you get a natural gas water heater. Now is the perfect time to do it.
Okay, that was my thought. But then I thought, well, this year they're talking a 50% increase in fuel costs. And last year we had in the 20% range. So I thought, well, electric has not gone up 70%. But
yeah, but over the long haul, you're going to find that it's less expensive to use gas, even with the crazy market that we're having right now. By the way, there is one other type of water heater you might want to consider that's even more efficient than that, and that is an instant hot water heater, a tankless water heater. Now, a tankless water heater basically supplies hot water only when you need it, and that can be gas-fired. You might want to look into the Rinnai tankless water heaters. It's a pretty cool technology, because basically it supplies hot water on demand, and you can really never run out.
I've heard of them, but I've never really looked into them.
Yeah, they work very well.
That's interesting. I'll have to do that.
Okay.
I believe that's it. That would be fantastic.
Mark, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.